This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. COVID-19 hospitalizations in Colorado are above 200 for the first time since late August. CPR's John Daly.
They're up 35 from the last week and have gone up every week for the last month. The test positivity rate is up to nearly 10%, doubling over the last 3 weeks. Dr. Michelle Barron is an infectious disease expert at UC Health. She says the increases come as other respiratory bugs like flu and RSV are spreading widely.
So respiratory viral season has begun, and it's begun with a vengeance.
She says it's uncertain whether this winter will rival the COVID waves of the last 2 years that sent more than 1,500 COVID-19 patients to the hospital. She says it'll depend on the severity of dominant variants. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Three former police officers and two paramedics from Aurora charged in the death of Elijah McClain are expected to enter pleas today in an Adams County courtroom. The five defendants face felony charges, including criminally negligent homicide in McClain's death. The 23-year-old died a few days after officers forcibly restrained him during an arrest in 2019, and paramedics gave him a large dose of ketamine. Xcel Energy has pulled out of a proposed hydropower project it wanted to build in Uniweep Canyon, south of Grand Junction. CPR's Joe Wirtz has more.
Colorado's largest power provider withdrew its permit request for the $1.6 billion plan a day after it received federal permission to study the project. The plan called for the construction of two reservoirs, a pipeline, and turbines to generate emissions-free power in order to help Xcel Energy hit its goal of being fossil fuel-free by 2050. Many residents and environmental groups worried the project would hurt water, wildlife, and the sensitive ecosystem in the canyon. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
Western Colorado has a mostly sunny day. Grand Junction highs near 40, then warmer tomorrow. Across the metro area, temperatures just above 40 this afternoon and up around 60 as temperatures warm up on Saturday. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.